USA Radio News.
Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor.
The search warrant used by the FBI during the raid of former President Donald Trump's Florida residence was unsealed. The warrant includes a list of seized property. It states that the, quote, 45 office, all storage rooms, and all other rooms used by Trump and his staff were searched. The unsealed warrant also states, quote, records constituting evidence, contraband, fruits of crime, or other items illegally possessed. Earlier Friday, President Trump said on Truth Social that the documents taken by the FBI did not include classified information. This is USA Radio News.
Never make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Heavy downpours soaked Las Vegas for the second time in recent weeks, flooding hotels and casinos. That was the sound of a river-like flowing through the parking garage of Harrah's Las Vegas and Link Hotel. Water also poured through the ceiling of Planet Hollywood and soaked the casino floor. Video shared through social media shows stunned casino patrons watching as water cascaded onto card tables below. According to the National Weather Service, over a half of rain fell.
Without understanding the fiscal impact on the American people, House Democrats forge ahead with the Manchin-Schumer social spending and taxation plan called the Inflation Reduction Act, which is considered by many to be misleading. The bill will add 87,000 new IRS agents. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Peloton has announced to employees that it will be cutting about 780 more jobs, closing some of its 86 retail stores, and hiking prices as it seeks elusive profits. Among those moves will be closing all remaining warehouses and outsourcing delivery of exercise equipment to third parties. In a statement, Peloton stated that the price of its Bike Plus will rise by $500 in the U.S., with its tread machine rising $800. Spirit Airlines announced that it has suspended a customer service agent caught in a viral video fighting with a woman at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. Emmy Award-winning actress Anne Heche has died. She was 53. The news comes a week after she crashed her car into a house in a neighborhood in Los Angeles, leaving the home destroyed and the actress in critical condition. She never regained consciousness after that, and a family representative confirmed while Heche is legally dead according to California law, her heart is still beating and she has not been taken off of life support in order to allow a foundation enough time to find recipients who will be a match for some of her organs. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.